Coach Todd Simon. And Coach, I think first of all, as we talked in our pregame show, a lot of times when you are in an event like this, when your team has that disappointment of not winning the conference tournament and the psychology, you said your team would be ready to play, and I think they were.
Yeah, there's no question. And we obviously didn't hit a lot of perimeter shots, and that kind of was cost us a little bit. And they did a nice job. You know, Fort Wayne is a really explosive offensive team, and you know, we were just 2 points short, one put back away.
Clearly, the defense in the first half, the zone bothered them for a while, then they seemed to kind of get the hang of it. But your man-to-man in the second half got you back in the game.
Yeah, the three fouls on Sam, you know, with Sean out, you know, with his injury, and we knew we were going to be shorthanded up front, and Sam gets too early and a third in that first half, you know, so we had to use a little bit of a zone against one of the most prolific shooting teams in the country, and that's not really what you want to do. And we bought some time with that, kind of kept us in the game, and ultimately down the stretch, you know, we went man, and then they made some timely shots.
Yeah, it was, I thought, very much a compliment to your zone that they weren't able to shoot a bunch of threes against. It seemed like your overall length bothered them in the zone for a while.
No question. We were trying to take away the perimeter and force it kind of inside, and we got them to miss a bunch of those. But you know that he's an experienced good coach. You know, he starts to kind of overload sides and do some things to kind of distort it, and we didn't want to get too stuck in that either.
Coach, certainly the final possession for you guys, you're down two. Jason got a three on the right side pretty quickly out of that. Were you looking for the three or looking for the first best shot? What was the thought process?
No, we wanted to get downhill, but they ran about three guys at Marcus on that. And Jason, with his feet set from three, has been really good for us down the stretch. And as an open look, and so especially when they're in scrambles, when you got three guys on the ball and a wide open look, that means you usually have offensive rebounding opportunities, and we just couldn't stick to putbacks.
Well, certainly tonight, Coach, your team showed really what they've shown all season for you, a competitive spirit and a willingness to do the dirty work it takes to stay in games, and a successful season by any measure with 20 wins. And now, of course, we all think about the off season, and clearly the elephant in the room is you never know for sure who's coming back and who isn't. It's a stressful few weeks here for you and your staff, right?
Yeah, we've got four guys that have a COVID year. You know, and they've got to decide if they want to keep playing or what they want to do. And you've got the portal. You know, the deal is now everyone's a free agent every year in college basketball. There's already, in 2.5 days, there was 30 MAC players already in the portal. So, you know, it's just the nature of what it is. You know, do we love it? Not necessarily, but you know, I'm sure there'll be some change like always. And we'll be fine.
With that in mind, Coach, take me through the next few days with your guys that are still here. I mean, you have your year-end reviews and that sort of thing. What kind of interaction do you have with the guys over the next few days to a week?
Yeah, we're gonna let them, decompress a little bit. I mean, we've gone hot and heavy. I mean, just, you know, you're talking practice, you know, game, practice, game, you know, nonstop here for quite a while, and the schedule in the MAC's grueling. You know, you don't have Sundays off, you don't have Saturdays off. These guys go year round, and a whole lot of treatment and all these things that people don't think about. So they deserve some time to decompress, and then we'll sit down one on one and see what everyone's goals are in the future.
Well, Coach, it's certainly a successful first year here for you at Bowling Green. I think the fans have taken to you and your team and the way you play, and we certainly wish you a successful off season. And we are already looking forward to next year. We appreciate your cooperation and the spirit your team has brought, and we'll see you back here in November.
Oh, absolutely. Hope we can pack the Strode next fall.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. That's head coach Todd Simon. Falcons fall to Fort Wayne tonight in the CIT, ending their season. Mastodons win it 77-75.